crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabba-dooey, you revel in hilarity, it's pork therapy.
Hello, and good evening.
And good night, and see you later.
And good morning, and welcome to Pork Therapy. Wherever you are in the world, it's morning somewhere, right? And yeah. It's 420 somewhere also.
Yeah, smoke 'em if you got 'em.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, so this is Mike.
I was going to give the whole Rich Paul spiel about the government and the people, because there is no government. But anyway, we're here on the Pork Therapy. Well, we're not really on the love seat tonight,
are we?
We're
on the love roundtable.
We're on the love roundtable. And it's round like a breast, right? Like our last episode.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Got to tie it in, because you know everyone's listening to every episode in a row, and
you
it's like
do.
A Pork Therapy marathon.
Well, we have listeners. You know, we have people who say that, like, oh my God, I just found your podcast, and I listen to every single episode. We had a couple people say that to us, didn't we? And by the way, episode 5 and 25 are now fixed.
Yes, I finally fixed them.
Because one of those listeners said something about it to us. Thank you.
And who are you, by the way?
Oh, I'm Stephanie.
Hello, welcome,
and who
Stephanie.
Are you?
I'm Mike.
I thought we were Millie Vanilli.
You're left breast and I'm right breast.
Oh, good one. I like it. Yeah. Lefty and righty. So, we have a number of guests here with us tonight, but should we introduce them? Or let's take a vote.
Let's voting my ass. Let's let them introduce themselves as whomever they want to be.
All right. Sounds good. Should we start with the nude hamster?
Hi, I'm Bridget.
I'm Kevin Dean.
I'm Tiffany.
And old Greg is silent.
We actually still have a one-person peanut gallery.
We do, and it's going to be a very quiet peanut, I think. Its shell is going to remain closed. So we're here today because we want to talk about a topic that has been fascinating to me personally lately. I've been thinking about it a lot, partially because of what we talked about last episode with the whole topless activism going on. And that's basically the concept of body image, and especially as it relates to gender and being a female. And so we can elaborate on that, but first I want to share what I posted on my Facebook page the other day. And it was a statement that I was thinking of. I was driving to work, and I saw a woman in her car next to me putting on mascara while she was driving. And the first thing I thought was, wow, I can't believe she's doing that, like, while she's driving. That seems kind of unsafe. And then I thought, well, I regularly text message while driving, so that's not that bad. But then I was thinking, well, you know, I wonder if she feels that she, like, has to put on this makeup because she's going to work. And if she doesn't appear with her makeup on, then she's not going to look professional. And then I was thinking, you know, like, I know, like, I was thinking of one person in particular, but I know, like, so many beautiful women that are so gorgeous, and they don't wear makeup, or they wear very, very little makeup, and they just don't need it. And so I posted on my Facebook, I think ladies are beautiful without makeup, and it got a lot of comments, and it even generated, like, a little bit of controversy, not that much, really, but...
You're so controversial.
Well, I just kind of wanted to talk about it. What do you guys think about that statement? Are women beautiful without makeup?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Mike, you're being funny.
Yes, ladies
actually,
are beautiful without makeup.
I'm not being funny. Absolutely. I don't like makeup. I think people are, you know, beautiful or not.
Yeah.
You know, based on a subjective opinion. And I guess some people might think that blue eyebrows and, you know, green fingernails are pretty. And
well, you
power.
Seem to think that rainbow fingernails
That's
are
right.
pretty because you like
I paint my nails occasionally, and when I'm in the mood for it, and sometimes I don't.
And yeah, and I think that's cool.
I don't
cool.
think it makes me prettier or not.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, and I think that painting your nails and wearing makeup for some people is a form of expression, just like putting on, like choosing to put on certain clothes. And I certainly don't have a problem with it. Like, if you're wearing makeup because you like the way it looks and you want to express yourself in a certain way, like, that's awesome. More power to you. The thing I don't like about makeup is the notion that it's inappropriate for women not to wear makeup, or it's unprofessional if they don't have it on, or that they should wear makeup,
or that they can't look beautiful or more elegant with it.
Yeah, or that, like, if they're not wearing makeup, then they're going to look like a man, or they're going to not look beautiful, which I think is total BS. And I don't know, what do you guys think about that?
I have nothing to say other than I completely agree to that.
Cool.
Women are beautiful for being women, the facial structure, all that stuff. And makeup, at least the way I see it now, very much takes away from that, mm-hmm. rather than accenting.
I think there also is, first of all, I don't like makeup, but I think there are basically two kinds, right? There's like the kind that covers blemishes and make it look mm-hmm. like regular skin or something. And then there's the colorful stuff, like like it's natural to have green eyelids and
yeah.
and you know, purple lips.
Yeah, well, there's kind of a difference between the two. Like, I used to have a friend who said the trick to wearing makeup is to make it look like you're not wearing it. And I thought, well, you know, if you're going to wear makeup, that's kind of a good way to wear it, right? Like, it's supposed to enhance your beauty and not...
Yeah, but then, ironically, then why wear it?
Yeah, then why wear it? Yeah, that's kind of what I followed it up with, but... but, like, I tend to think that it looks better to wear more natural-looking makeup than it does to wear, like, green, you know, outlandish colors and
stuff.
Well,
is it just
but
subjective?
But on some people... Yeah. Oh, it's totally subjective, yeah. But just for my personal opinion. But on some people, like, they wear that look well, where they're, you know, putting a kind of outrageous kind of makeup on, and that's just the way that they dress or the way that they want to look. And it looks good because, basically because of how they carry themselves and how they're, like, using it as a form of expressing who they are.
Oh, we went to a Ren Faire on Sunday, and there was face painting done, uh-huh. which was kind of wild, like wings actually coming out the side of the face, or there was like one vine, which, you know, could be considered makeup as well, so there were girls running mm-hmm. around with kind of interesting things all over their faces.
And when you say girls, women too at the Ren Faire.
But it was cute and fitting mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
So
I also tend to prefer a natural look mm-hmm. in both makeup, which I prefer none, and hair. I would rather have a woman's hair and a man's hair just kind of like be.
Uh-huh.
If it's naturally curly and it waves this way or it parts that way, then do it. And don't quaff it to every perfection and get every hair in place and snip them and nothing. I just like the natural look. Just to an extent. But the peanut gallery is apparently more silent than we thought. and he used sign language earlier to convey an idea, which is a good point. What about shaving?
Oh, yeah. That is a good point. I mean...
my face is currently sandpaper.
Mike
has
beautiful facial hair, but occasionally he does shave it. And, yeah, I think, Antigone, you brought up a good point about time before, right?
Right, how long women will spend getting ready for the day, putting on their makeup.
Yeah, it's like a commute to work, and as far as time is concerned.
Right, yeah, I prefer sleep.
Well, not only women, but some men do that too. Like, some men spend a lot of time hoofing their hair just right, or styling it, or shaving, or whatever, or even getting dressed.
Sure.
And obviously not me.
Yeah, it's... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, there's one thing, like my mother made a comment at some point how I, you know, I look like a child or something and not an adult because I'm not, you know, wearing pantsuits. I'm still wearing t-shirts and jeans. I always have, and I'm still doing that. I didn't wear makeup. I'm still not wearing makeup. And for her, that means that, like, I'm not dressing like an adult.
Hmm.
Like an adult, you know. I should be wearing pantsuits and lipstick or something.
Well, I mean, you could ask her why a pantsuit or whatever articles of clothing or why makeup makes an adult.
Sure, and how I missed the memo, because apparently, like, what birthday passes that you can't wear jeans anymore.
Yes, right.
Or you suddenly have to paint your face.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's how ironic. Until you paint your face, you're not an adult.
And don't people want to look younger? Like,
yeah.
Isn't it a good thing to look young, supposedly?
No, I'm not doing homework.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. Like, sometimes I've heard people, usually it's mothers of, like, young teenage girls, say that they shouldn't wear, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to wear too much makeup because they're going to look too old, right? Or they're going to look like they're mature beyond their years or something like that.
Well, then maybe that's something else, too. As girls grow up, like, oh, this is something I get to do now. I get to do this now.
Yeah, because they think of it as an adulty thing.
Right.
They think of, it almost makes it a forbidden fruit. Like,
yep.
I think that's one reason I think that teenagers tend to, like, cake on a lot of makeup. Because
they couldn't before. They were restricted or banned.
Well, Yeah, I think it's one of three reasons. One is that they have time because they're in high school. They basically have nothing else to do, or, you know, very other few things to do. Most teenagers don't really have jobs or a lot of homework or anything like that. Two is that it's kind of a forbidden fruit. Like, if you're 13 or 14 and you're starting to feel like a, I don't know, a sexual person, you want to make yourself look beautiful, and you want to express that somehow, but usually, you know, your parents are telling you, oh, well, you can't have that makeup because you'll look too adult or whatever.
Like,
well,
a hoa.
It makes you want to do it more. And three, I think, is low self-esteem, and is that some of them feel that... Some of them feel that, you know, they have insecurities about the way that they look. And, I mean, I certainly did when I was that age. And I think everybody does when they're, like, an adolescent. But I think a lot of girls feel that they can sort of make up for that by putting on a lot of makeup. And they can correct their perceived flaws.
Hmm.
So that's just
I have
probably
body...
way overanalyzing it. But
no, not necessarily. Yeah. I have body issue images sometimes because my weight fluctuates.
Uh-huh.
And... I guess sometimes I don't really care about people seeing me, and, you know, nude or not mm-hmm. nude or scantily clad or
scantily
at all.
Clad.
And other times when I think I'm getting really fat, I'll wear kind of looser clothing and more longer sleeves and longer pants and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like makeup, but it is a body image issue. It's not wanting to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Do you style your facial hair a certain way depending on how you think your face looks?
No, it's always laziness. I hate shaving, so I let it go until it itches, then I shave. Well, actually, when I brought up shaving earlier, I meant it for women. Women shave under their arms and shave their legs,
sure.
And that's not natural, but it's culturally normal.
Or they...
Yeah. It is nice.
Yeah, and actually, that's a good
it.
Point. I prefer it. Even though I tend to like the natural look, I prefer women to be shaved. So what's that about?
Well,
I don't know.
When you say you prefer soft women to be good. Shaved, what do you mean by that? You mean their legs, or do you mean their pubic hair, or their armpits, or what?
Yes.
Or their faces?
Their heads.
Actually, shave their mustache, shave or wax. Yeah,
speaking
I just
of that,
prefer...
you need to get in touch with Sally and tell her she needs
yeah.
a, she needs a wax.
Maybe we'll have Sally on an episode. That'll be confusing. I prefer women to have smooth legs, and I would prefer no underarm hair, but I guess that doesn't matter too much to me.
Uh-huh.
And I certainly don't want a woman to have a mustache.
Yeah.
That's my preference, even though all those things could
it's
be natural.
Yeah.
But hers is definitely going to be softer and more luxury.
Yeah.
Not like a Brillo pad.
But hopefully. What do you think about the shaving moray?
Yeah, that's another kind of double standard in society. Like, in some, you know, in France, it's normal for women to have underarm hair, right? And I think it's kind of gross because...
I think it's gross on men, too, right?
Yeah, it's gross on men, too.
Yeah, actually, really I gross. Kind of shave mine. Not shave, but I trim mine because it gets unruly.
Well, the reason I think it's gross is because bacteria stick to it. And it's like anytime you have hair anywhere, it's a magnet for, like, dirt and bacteria. And so... And even facial hair. Have you ever seen guys, like, walking around with a scruffy beard and they have food in their beard? Oh, it's disgusting.
No, I mean, not like during
don't
a meal.
Don't blame the
but...
beard.
Whoa. That's true. That's
a good
point.
Man, not the beard.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right, Antigone. I always thought, like, that male armpit hair was just as gross as female armpit hair because it's just kind of dirty. Yeah.
Yeah, it's smelly and sweaty and dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, the armpit is just kind of a, not a...
It's the armpit
area,
of the body.
The body, yes. The armpit of the body.
Good point, Mike.
No, I think it's always, I think, like, when you have a partner who is regularly going to be in an area of your body that has hair, it's always considerate to your partner. I'm trying to say this in a very, like, vanilla
why?
Way.
We're pork therapy.
Yeah, why?
That's true. That's a good point.
Shave your fucking pubes.
At least trim them, seriously.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to have someone who's down there, like, it's a courtesy to them. To let them know that you care about taking care of yourself.
Actually, just being clean is a courtesy. What if they they prefer long pubic hair? What if they prefer traversing through the forest?
Well, then that's one thing. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
So communication
is
key in all relationships.
But I think you're probably going to find more people. Like, I'm not saying it's absolute, but there's a correlation between not trimming pubes.
I would say
or whatever,
there's
hygiene.
I would guess that there's a pretty direct relationship. Between length of pubic hair and how many sexual encounters you'll have. The longer it gets, the fewer.
So it's an
inverse
correlation.
Inverse proportion, yes. I'd say if you can braid your pubic hair, you're probably not getting laid a lot.
So there you go. If you're having trouble finding partners, all you have to do is shave. Since Mike's formula is worked out to a mathematical equation.
Or join a hippie commune, because they're into
that's right.
Oh, that's
right.
True. But then
you can braid it to your lover's pubic hair.
There you go.
that's what you call a chain.
Okay, let's get back to body image, which I've left the topic of.
Well, hair is part of body image,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so what do you guys think other parts of body image? Like, we were talking about this off the air one time, and Kevin, you said that you had someone ask you, like, what are the specific things that males are insecure about their bodies?
Yeah, we already did an episode on it, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, what was that person's question?
I guess it was after the polar plunge.
Okay.
I was asking,
beautiful.
I don't even remember the context of it. I remember who asked the question, but I don't even remember why.
Well, let's describe the polar plunge. Maybe it'll come back to you. So, a bunch of friends, about 15 of us, went to a beach here in New Hampshire on New Year's Eve when it was, snowing and windy out.
Yeah.
And snow on the beach. And half of us got naked and the other half went to bathing suits and we jumped in the ocean. As just our own little tradition to start the new year.
Tradition.
But the key for this conversation is that half of us got naked. And these are just friends, not sexual partners. And
yeah,
I think most of them had not seen each other naked before. But, hey, let's get naked and jump in the ocean. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, and probably for most people there that it wasn't really a big deal. You know, they just did it because it was New Year's Eve and it was fun.
Right. So as far as body image goes, I was, at that moment or at that point in my life, happy enough with myself that I got nude. If I wasn't, I probably would have worn, boxers or a bathing suit and a t-shirt.
Yeah. So what are some things that in general, men, you guys are men, right? What are some things that you're insecure about?
The question mark.
Well, except
the fact
that
there's a question mark on that statement makes me insecure.
Pondering.
Hair. Baldness?
Hair.
Baldness? I joke about it, because that's very common.
The hair is a big thing for me, because, I barely even notice when men are balding or losing. Kevin and I were talking about this the other day.
Yep.
I think men notice a lot when they are balding or when other men are balding, but I don't really notice. I see it as natural. And
Yeah,
it's just kind of a part of the landscape, and that's totally fine with me.
Landscape, that reminds me of the trim your lawn.
Trim your lawn.
What
you
else, Kevin?
You can mow an anarchy salon to your lawn.
Oh, actually, it is somewhat fun to shave
little shapes
into your pubic hair. Yeah.
College.
I was just experimenting. So I, as a guy, am sometimes or too often conscientious about my stomach flab.
Okay. As a guy, that's
well, maybe women
gender,
too, but
yeah.
She's asking what men feel, and I know that is pretty common.
Weight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, weight. But
yeah, that's just weight in general.
Yeah, I guess so.
I feel self-conscious about that too a lot of times.
Yeah, we should all go hiking again. Solved.
What else?
Another one was posture. I've always had an issue of posture and height.
And everyone except Stephanie just straightened their backs.
Well, that's because I was already straight.
And then that's all.
Yeah, that's interesting. Posture.
Well, because you mentioned earlier about
Mike
weight.
Looks like someone
for
put
me,
a rod up his
when
ass.
When I was younger,
right?
I used to have I was self-conscious about my weight, and so what I would do is I would slouch over to kind of hide myself, but it made me look fatter. And they're kind of tied to me, but the way people carry themselves and stand, that was an issue that I had when I was younger because of body image issues.
No,
I get that one now that I'm thinking about it, because that's how I would hide my breasts.
By hunching over?
Mm-hmm. By slouching over. Because other girls in my class would like to talk about them and whatever.
Yeah, too.
Girls can be so mean and cruel. Like, that was one of the things. I was a nerd growing up. I got teased a lot, and I wasn't exactly, the most... I was kind of an ugly duckling, late bloomer, you might say. But girls can just be so mean. Like, they'll find something to pick on no matter what, you know?
Oh, yeah, and guys never do that.
Oh, no, guys do it, too, but... For girls, for young girls...
Yeah, there certainly aren't any dick jokes in the locker room.
I'm just kind of thinking that same thing. To hear you say that, it's like you've obviously never been in the boys' locker room.
That's true, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that...
I was going to say, I think girls are mean and dangerous.
Wow.
Well, from what I've read, they are. Kids suck. Men suck, women suck, whatever. But
everybody sucks.
It's the government schools. But, like, no, it's really the government schools.
In schools, and when kids grow up, boys play team sports. They smack each other on the asses, you know. You know, go, Smith, and like, whatever. They call each other last names, and that's, the, you know, their you type of thing. And girls don't really play those sports, and girls are in competition with each other.
Oh, that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. And that's...
And boys aren't.
Well, see,
and that's, you're in your team.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's weird that you said it, because I was forced to play sports as a kid all the time, and I always got both aspects. Within the team, there was the team, but there was also, like, you know, all of the people in the school district or whatever were on opposing teams. So there was still this kind of a collective, we're better, but there was still that ever-present competition. I guess that wouldn't hit so much on body image, but you see a difference, and I see a different form of the same issue.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the issue is collectivizing, like, your image of yourself, right? Like, government schools kind of do that. Like, there are cliques, and there are... you know, sports teams, and there are, like, the kids who play sports and the kids who are on the math team and whatever.
Yeah, it's very clicky.
Yeah, it's very, very clicky. Like, do you guys think that, I don't know, just government in general, like, pits people against each other?
Well, in high school, how about student government?
Yeah, that's student government, that is a clique, yeah. Right.
And
it's
then
the
smokers
kids,
and the,
you know,
the potheads and the band fags and the jocks and the cheerleaders.
Band fags!
Hey, I was one, too. I'm just saying the typical cliques.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I went to private school and had groups, so it's not a government school thing, but I think that whole way of educating children is kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And people will group themselves in particular ways anyway. Like, we all voluntarily agreed to be here because
sure.
We have certain things in common, you know, like band fags or stoners or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And but you force everyone to be in the same place and read the same books and deal with the same things. They don't actually like each other, and they're
right.
Forced to be around each other. I mean, it's completely unnatural system.
Yeah, there's going to be some conflicts otherwise. Interesting.
Yeah, that is an interesting perspective. I mean,
how about just friends? When you're young, in your preteens or in your teens, and you start to gather friends, does body image play a big role? Do similar body images tend to friend up, or do different ones tend to friend up?
I don't know. I always wanted to be friends with. I had a group of friends where I thought that I was the least attractive one, and they were all a lot more attractive than me, and I liked to hang out with them because I felt that they
lent a
I don't know
gorgeous credibility.
I guess it was just I wanted to be around them because they were pretty. I guess it's a stupid reason to want to hang out with somebody, but when you know
when
you're
don't
in
feel
a,
strong about yourself.
Yeah, or when you're in a place with like a bunch of kids who you don't really feel that you have much in common with, I guess that's why you seek people out. But I don't know. I know some people who say that they want to hang out with people who are less attractive than them to make themselves look better, which is a really weird way. I mean, if you're an adult and you're thinking that way, like, that's pretty weird. Have you guys ever experienced that? Or, like, you're looking at it, it's so weird.
I've seen it in movies. In movies, they always make fun of groups of girls who go to bars, and, like, there's always an ugly one who is, what are they? The wingman or something, like they'll rebuff any guy who comes along. Who, like, if the pretty girls don't want to get picked up that night, they'll bring along an ugly girl to keep the guys away or something.
Oh, that's so mean.
Just,
yeah,
I'm sure there are books horrible. And articles on things like that, but
yeah.
I mean, like Stephanie said, you know, these are adults. I mean, I'm using quotes,
right.
Quote fingers, adults. I hang out with my friends because my friends are awesome. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, now I don't care what my friends look like. I just want them to be good people and to be fun to hang around with. Yeah,
that's true.
Because I'm interested in their brain, not in their face necessarily. Right? Unless we're propositioning our friend. So getting back to makeup, like, what do you guys think about makeup? Do you think, like, they're... I don't know. We had some thoughts before. Bridget wants to say something, maybe. No. The nude hamster has gone back into the hamster wheel.
She's apparently feeling a little self-conscious at the
sorry.
Moment.
I'm sorry.
I still think I have no problem with someone who wears makeup.
Sorry.
I don't particularly like it. If it's going to be worn, I prefer it to be more natural looking and not like neon colors and geometric shapes or something.
Yeah.
But
I'm personally somewhat of the opposite way. If you're going to wear makeup, As long as it's absurd, it's fine.
You know, all right, let's
like, I see someone, you know, decking themselves out in goth clothing and making it like that to be the same thing I see when I see somebody walk around with rainbow.
It's the
same kind of unnatural expression. What I think is, like, absolutely just disgusting is when somebody tries to make it look natural and fails horribly. that's just no.
I do paint my nails occasionally, colors, sometimes in patterns, sometimes, you know, multicolors or whatever, and I do it just for a little flavor of color, and probably to, like, challenge people's opinions of what's normal, because if they don't know me, they'll very often question it and stuff, and I say, why is it, you know, a feminine thing to do? But,
you're right,
I don't want to paint them in natural colors, I want to paint them in weird colors, so good point.
Yeah. So,
by the way, I have worn makeup before for Halloween costumes and as jokes as dressing up as women sometimes, and I don't like the way it feels.
Yeah.
I don't even like lotion, let alone makeup.
Yeah, I couldn't. Maybe you get used to it after 15 minutes or an hour or something, but having that, I don't even know what it's called, but having that cakey stuff on
foundation.
Your face and lipstick is all like plasticky, it's like, ugh, it feels like my face is heavier.
Yeah, and ironically, people wear the foundation and the stuff that they cake onto their face to, like, conceal blemishes and stuff, but it clogs up your pores and creates
makes
it worse.
It's not a healthy thing to do every day.
Yeah.
At all. I mean, with me, with makeup, I don't really wear it, but every once in a while... But I also wear a black t-shirt and jeans every day, and one day you will see me in, like, heels and a dress and makeup on, and it's like, shh, yes, I'm a girl. Don't tell anyone. And it's fun.
But you're still a girl, and you still are feminine and gorgeous without makeup or a dress or anything.
I feel pretty awesome about myself.
Yeah, that's good.
And you should never wear foundation, just powder.
Note to self.
Note to Sally.
Note to Sally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't wear makeup almost never because one of the time thing that you said, it takes me, you know, less than 20 minutes from the beginning of when I step into the shower to when I leave the house, and I like it that way. I don't want to have to spend a ton of time.
What do you think about perfume?
I do wear perfume sometimes because I like the way it smells.
What is the distinction to you between makeup and perfume?
Yeah.
What makes perfume
just,
not makeup?
Yeah, they're just concealing a different sense.
Yeah, I mean, the reason that I might put perfume or body spray on is because I like the way it smells and I want to be able to smell it throughout the day on myself. I don't really think of what other people think about it. And in fact, there was one time in college where I had someone that I worked with where I wore a specific perfume that I liked. And this person was, like, extremely offended by the smell of it and just hated the smell. And he told me, like, he was one of my coworkers. And so he told me, like, I hate your perfume, just one day. Like, he had been kind of talking about it behind my back, and I didn't take the hint or whatever. And so one day he just said to me, hey, I hate your perfume. Could you wear something else or not wear it or something? I said, oh, sure, no problem. I didn't want to offend anyone. I was just wearing it because I liked it. And also, like, to put on makeup takes what I consider to be too long of a time, whereas to put on perfume, it's just like, okay, spray, it takes half a second. So it's kind of an effortless thing that I can do and enjoy the smell of it.
Wouldn't that be weird if people tried to shape their other senses? I guess that's not, like, if they tried to change their voice.
I
think some do somehow.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you change your voice?
By going higher pitched or lower pitched, and
people really talk in
a
different voice.
I sort of think that I sound like a woman on recordings. My voice is higher than most men's, and that's because my lower voice doesn't carry it as much. Like, I'm loud and boisterous now, but when I have my regular voice, it's low and rumbly and not very carrying.
I've also made a conscious effort to
change my handwriting. And people put on lotion to change the feel of their skin. So people do all these kinds of shit.
Guess so.
Well, you know, Mike and I do put on our sexy voices for Pork Therapy when we're recording. We get our...
Yep.
That's right. So, I don't know. Is there anything else we want to say about body image? Like, I don't know. I think kind of the overarching conclusion that I reach from this discussion is that doing things to change your appearance or alter the way you smell or whatever for yourself is totally fine.
Well, what about the reasons? What if you're doing it for yourself because you feel so self-confident or you're so... you hate the way you look, and so you're trying to hide it. Is that healthy?
No, I don't think so.
But you're doing it for yourself.
I don't think you're doing it for yourself.
How about plastic
at that point?
Surgery, then?
Yeah,
ooh,
we didn't
that's
talk
a whole
about
other
that.
Episode.
Oh, another episode. Sorry, it is. It would be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, plastic surgery. Yeah, like there are people who perceive that they have these flaws and will go to extreme lengths and pay a lot of money to get surgery, and like on their nose or their breasts or liposuction or whatever, and like. Yes, if they're paying for it with their own money, whatever. I'm not going to try to stop them or anything, but is it ethical of doctors to, like, do those surgeries sometimes? Or are they helping the patient out? Are they preying on their low self-esteem? Or what's going on there?
But if you said your conclusion was that if people want to do it for themselves, that's okay. What do you mean okay? You mean you're not going to stop them or you think it's good?
Oh, I wouldn't try to stop anyone from looking the way that they wanted to look anyway. But if I knew that there was a woman in my life who I was friends with or liked, and she was constantly putting on makeup because she thought that it was unacceptable for other people to see her without it, and she thought that people would think she was ugly and didn't like it, I might try to talk to her and say, like, hey, you're beautiful, you don't need that makeup, like, you don't need to waste your time putting it on, I think you're beautiful the way you are.
Okay.
And I don't know, I just don't like the idea that women should wear makeup for other people.
I kind of agree with that.
There's this old adage from the 1950s, I'm sorry I interrupted, but it reminds me of this adage, like, you know, there were these like women's magazines and they would say, never let your husband see you without your makeup on.
Hmm.
Like, as if he's gonna not love you anymore because he sees you and you don't have your face on, like, that's bullshit.
Well, I'm sure it's bullshit, but it was preying on self-esteem to sell a product.
I guess, but I don't think even these magazines were necessarily selling makeup. They were just saying, like, this is a tip to improve your marriage or something.
Well, and their other tips were, you know, make sure your children are combed and quiet when he comes in. You have slippers waiting for him and the fire's stoked and dinner's on the table.
Yeah,
and
never
also
complain.
In the 50s, well, Americans had extra money, and housewives had time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would sell them whatever crap. And so maybe that's just, you know, left over from 60 years ago.
Yeah.
It's completely unnecessary. The stuff's really expensive. And
You feel better once you, you know, waste hundreds of dollars on it.
I can't say I've reached any conclusions, but it's made me think about some things.
Yeah. What have you thought about?
Well, the fact that I like a natural-looking woman, except for certain things, like shave, legs. So why do I like natural there, but not natural there?
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
Why do I like a natural look, or if they're going to wear makeup, like it natural, but I wear, like, colored nails, which is not unnatural colors. So I don't know.
I don't
gotta
know,
think
Mike,
about why
just,
I like these
you're
things.
You're a walking contradiction, that's why. I think there's a difference between grooming and preening, you know, like hygiene and makeup. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between trimming your pubes for your sex partner and
having a green lightning bolt.
Yes, exactly. Have you ever seen a green lightning bolt in someone's
pubes? Oh, wow, how about tattoos?
See, if somebody pulled down their pants and had a little anarchy symbol carved into their pubes, I would just...
dive right
that'd
in.
Be really
that
hard
would
to
be
do.
A huge turn on. Yeah, I guess you'd have to go to great lengths to do that. I don't know. Someone managed to shave it into their lawn, so it can't be that hard to shave into your pubes.
To trim into your lawn.
Exactly. Is that a good note to end on?
It is, but and we'll have to talk about tattoos on a whole other episode, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about tattoos and piercings and stuff. All right. Well, thanks for listening. And, you know, ladies, if you have the natural look, especially with your pubes... You can email Mike at Mike at...
No, no, especially not with your pubes.
Especially not. I'm sorry, Mike. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
I did that on purpose. You can email him at Mike@porktherapy.com and ask him out on a date. And Tiggany, did you happen to get a look at Mike's calendar for tomorrow night?
Yes, I did. I think he's free.
That's,
what?
Wow, what a coincidence.
I had something going on.
Well, I thought you had plans with Kevin, but Kevin ditched you. He's too cool for you.
Kevin's pubic hairs are too long.
Oh.
Keep that quiet.
If you want to send us your question, you can
email us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Or call it in at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
That's right. But don't let your pubes get in the way of your phone, because sometimes they can interfere with the reception.
Wow.
And if you don't have a choice, shave first.
Yeah. That's right. That's the moral of the story. Well said, Kevin.
Thanks for the for our guests for participating.
Yes, thank you very much.
And for your
much.
Questions.
It's the round table of love.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.